Welcome to the show, everybody.
Not Todd Tremonti. Go.
I mean, I'm just...
Take it away.
Just giving you a shout out. It's tax season. Monday's tax day. My dad's an accountant.
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep.
I've always cared about tax season.
My wife is a tax specialist, CPA.
Awesome. My dad's a CPA. He's also been a financial...
Whoa.
I mean...
I wasn't competing.
No, let's go. Toe to toe.
I'm just saying I am not fascinated with taxes. I recruited a tax specialist so that I didn't need to do that.
I know. I feel the same way. Like, yeah. I'm like... It's like having a dad that's a orthodontist. Don't you feel lucky?
I don't understand the orthodontist comparison, but I have...
Like, you get free tax work. You get free braces.
I feel lucky to have my wife in so many ways.
She's not free. She works hard.
But let's be careful with that one.
But the money goes in your bank account.
Like Jesus and my wife, no greater gifts. And I'm serious about that. But the fact that she is like a highly skilled Big Four accounting firm partner level CPA is incredible.
Let's go, Dana.
The fact that she's still that after being mom for 14 plus years is even more incredible.
Really impressive.
Yeah. She's no joke.
Listen, it's not a fun season. We're not excited.
You know what one of her huge goals was this year?
Tell me.
We actually did like family goals this year. Poster boards, everything. Got the whole crew out.
Yeah, didn't y'all do vision boards and stuff?
We did.
Okay.
That's true. Hers was to get personal and corporate taxes done.
Early?
Like by beginning of March.
How'd that go?
She did it.
You know, I love people like Dana. Meet those goals. I'm not motivated by goals. We can talk about that another time.
I thought it was the most boring goal ever set, but I was really glad that she did that.
You know why she was motivated?
It's not easy. Ours are somewhat complicated.
Because she's going to Italy this week.
Believe it.
And nothing will motivate me faster than a vacation.
There's no more productive day than days before a vacation.
Let's go. Watch me.
Which is why you should go on them.
I like that.
Yep.
Do you know what I just booked?
I don't.
Speaking of America.
Of all the people on the planet.
And tax
when
season.
You say that. I don't know.
You can't imagine.
I don't know the answer.
Well, I just booked a flight to Boston for July 4th. I've never been to Boston.
Oh, I like Boston. I can give you some I got a breakfast spot for you.
All right.
Talk off air.
So I guess I was wanting to hear from you today on some ways. Well, like some property value tax season.
Yeah. So when you say tax season, as from a real estate perspective, we're talking about two different things. So one is in the state of Texas, property taxes are a very big deal. So we have property tax season, which is slightly different than like income tax season. So let's talk first about property tax. In the state of Texas, there is a third party county assessor, tax assessor valuation placed on your home, your house, if you own it. So whatever, let's just say you own a house and the tax appraisal is $500,000. You're going to now pay taxes based on a value of $500,000. You're going to pay school taxes and county, and maybe you have some hospital stuff rolled into there or whatever. So most people are like, I would really like my tax valuation appraisal to be lower so I pay less taxes.
Unless you're selling your house.
Well, that's debatable too. But okay. Yeah, if you're selling it, it's nice to have one more data point of a higher value.
Okay.
But you might trade that for an actual resale appraisal and be like, here's the good news. The tax valuation's a little bit lower. All that's, you know, case by case. But you're not wrong. So we get a lot of calls, and certainly our clients and our friends, we will help them protest their property taxes. Now, we're not going to go to the hearing or whatever, but we'll give you what I call a professional opinion letter. We'll do a deep dive, true resale valuation opinion. And really this year, for the first time in a couple of years, we've got a decent argument in some places that the property is really not worth as much as maybe that assessor's appraisal. Now, up until last year, we didn't have much of a case because property values truly were going through the roof really, really, really fast. And they still are, but not as fast as they were. So some places, the tax valuation has outpaced its resale and we can get that knocked back a little bit. We do that for clients and friends, and you can reach out to us at ToddTremontiTeam.com. It's not our business, but obviously a key element of our business is valuing properties. So for clients and friends of clients and those kind of things, we can give you an opinion of value and you can use that in your protest process. That's a big deal because your home is probably one of your largest assets, if not the largest asset. And the taxes you pay on that are probably one of your largest expenses. Whether you pay those monthly as part of your escrow payment or you pay it as in a lump sum at the end of the year, it's still the same thing. The same total amount paid based on your valuation. So that's one thing that as a homeowner you think about this time of year. And another thing is your income tax season, which is, hey, what is my actual total income net to me? What do I actually get to keep and take home versus what do I have to pay to the IRS? Or do I potentially get a tax return? I'll make one quick point on that and then we can move on. Tax returns are one of the most manipulated things on the planet because in reality, if you are getting a return, you're basically getting money back that you should not have given the IRS. You basically paid in too much over the year and you're getting some back. That means all year you did not invest it. You didn't earn interest on it. You didn't benefit from it. Somebody else held your money to no benefit of yours. And why they held it, it probably lost value through inflation. So it's not a great system. It's a good system because it makes sure that our country gets tax revenue to do what tax revenue is supposed to do. But all that to say, the manipulation of tax returns is everybody treats it like bonus money and free money. And when I say everybody, I mean marketers and advertisers. Like, oh, it's tax return season. Buy a car, lease a car, buy a property, go on a vacation, use your tax return. That is your money that you worked really hard for and you overpaid to the Internal Revenue Service. And it's just coming back. It's not extra money. It's not bonus money. That's, you should already have that money. So, you know, I would just say steward that, spend it as wisely as you do all your other money. It's, if it's, what's done is done and you're getting a return, it's nice that it comes in a lump sum whenever it comes. But I would just say use that wisely. I wouldn't treat it like funny money. I would use it to achieve the goals you already have. But a lot of people will use that impulsively because marketers and advertisers have encouraged them to and done so in a pretty compelling way. Now, let me tell you really quickly about Patrick Glaros and his mortgage team over at Cardinal Financial. We start every segment of this radio show talking about Patrick because he is our longest running, absolute, trusted, favorite, incredible human being to work with in the process of helping people buy and sell homes. And his team is as good as it gets when it comes to mortgage. I have never personally gotten a mortgage on a personal property from anyone other than Patrick. And I have shopped. And I've known him for 20 plus years and I've worked with him for 20 plus years. You can go to patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. And his team will treat you just about like our team does. They will use their God-given gifts and their individual areas of expertise to help you apply, process, underwrite, and make sure that your borrowing experience goes very smoothly, whether you're buying a house, refinancing a property, buying an investment property, two unit, three unit, four unit, whatever the case is. Go to patrickglaros.com. Fun fact, Courtney, Patrick also working with goodgaragefloors.com because he saw our garage floor and was like, whoa, who did this? I said, my guy, Chris over at goodgaragefloors.com. I heard from Chris 2 days later. He was at Patrick's house.
I'm honestly thinking about doing it.
It's pretty great. I'll be brutally honest. I wasn't nearly as excited about the garage floor as I was the pickleball court stuff.
Totally.
Which they did, and it's incredible. I'm still more excited about the pickleball court. But once the garage floor was done, I was like, oh, that's nice. That's cleaner. It's everything about it. It's impressive. That's not really why I did it. You know, the kids had a project in the garage the other day. I was like, no, do it over here on this floor. Because otherwise it's scratch and stuff and all that kind of. Anyway, it looks awesome. Goodgaragefloors.com, spreading the good word all over the place. Even our other vendors are falling in love. So go to goodgaragefloors.com and check them out for garage floors, of course, but also any other concrete, stone, floor coatings, indoor or outdoor. Goodgaragefloors.com. Talk to Chris. Tell him Todd Tremonti sent you to goodgaragefloors.com. What else is on your mind, Courtney?
Well, I wanted to ask you about, like, what are some ways to increase my property value? Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know my cheapest, easiest, favoritist? How about that? Favoritist.
Okay, I do, but I also want to know why I want to do this.
Oh, good question. Let's think about this real fast. If you're in the process of selling your home or you're going to sell your house anytime in the next year or two, it's pretty obvious. You want to increase your value so sure. A buyer will pay you for it. If you're not, this should not in any way, like home improvements should not impact your tax valuation. Okay. Now, if you go, like, if you look on the tax assessor's website, you'll see that they rate your house like poor, good, or I don't even remember what the top one is. It might be excellent, but it's good, better, best, right? That will determine your value. So if it's going to literally take you out of one category into another, it could impact your value. But if you have a nice house and you're making a little bit nicer on the inside, literally they have no idea. There's no way that they would be updated by that, even permits. So all that to say, the benefit is your lifestyle. The benefit is you enjoy it, you love it. And whenever you do go to sell it, you should recoup some, if not all, if not more of the value than you invested in it. So that's the short answer. I do want to point people to our YouTube channel. If you just search the name Todd Tremonti on YouTube, or you can go to tthst.tv, but I don't expect you to remember that. You can also go to toddtremontiteam.com and just click the videos tab. But we have multiple videos on there, low cost, high impact ways to improve your property value, medium cost and high cost. There's a whole bunch of different stuff. But one of my all-time favorites is landscape lighting. Now, you can hire a professional landscape company to do that. You can hire lighting specialist, or you could go to one of the big box stores and buy a kit for $150 and do it yourself. But I'm telling you, when you drive down the street at night and it's dark and it's normal, 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 ooh, cool lighting. Normal, 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 ooh, bad lighting, right? Just basic, simple tree lighting, some up lighting, some bed lighting can be done very affordably, or it can be done extravagantly. And by the way, it's usually worth what you spend on that. That's a huge differentiator of value. What a lot of people will do that they fail miserably, one of a thousand ways they do that, is when they sell their house, they don't tell anybody. They don't accentuate that. And people don't see it at night usually. So we recommend taking photos of your property at night if you do have great landscape lighting. It is a big differentiator. It's a nice lifestyle lift, and it's a value improver. And the cost of doing it can be pretty minimal. I like that one a lot. I'm muted.
Well, okay. So, and that is awesome.
I got a bunch of other ones. It depends on how much time we have.
Well, no, we've got time because, I mean, I was going to ask you just like you're always saying that the summer market comes quick and it goes fast. And we are talking about home maintenance and things that we can do to get ready for the summer. I kind of saw them as like a whole conversation.
Yeah, the lines between what do you do to enjoy your home more and what do you do to improve the value to sell it just depends on how you're defining the word value. I think one of the things we have tried to do for almost a decade on this show is help people understand that we are not only talking about buying and selling. If I'm being really honest, I would get bored if all we ever talked about was buying and selling. We talk a lot about really enjoying your home. Later in the show, we're going to talk about outdoor spaces and cooking and grilling and enjoying outdoor spaces. We'll bring Ian in here because he's an obsessive food person like me. Maybe more so. He's certainly more skilled. The point is, all those things matter maybe equally, but if I had to pick one, it's the enjoyment of the home while you're in it that's even more important. Obviously, the dollars and cents when we buy and sell are very important, but man, really loving and enjoying and feeling safe and secure and restful and you know, that you're getting to experience the life you want to experience and achieve your goals and grow and all those things. Man, home is essential to that. So we love the idea of investing in your home, improving it so that the lifestyle value keeps going up. And those are things like, man, I love to cook, but my appliances are ancient. Okay, well, don't just go do it just because you want to, but that might be something you commit to. You set a goal, you save the money, you look for some discounts, whatever. And a new kitchen will change your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, not eternally, but you know, it just feels good to be in a clean, nice kitchen. Maybe if you enjoy open spaces, opening up that wall, adding a window, mm-hmm. raising a ceiling, adding some lighting, whatever it is that you love to do that. If you're like, you know, it's really weird to have this certain appliance that no one else has. Great. If you love that, do that. Now, I probably wouldn't reorient the floor plan of my house around some very niched, unique, weird liking that future buyers might not. But if you're going to be there forever, do it, enjoy it. Otherwise, find some compromise. But you should enjoy that coffee machine or that, you know, Brazilian churrascaria steak spinner thingy that I obviously don't know anything about. I'm just thinking of things that people want in their house. I've had clients ask many, many, many times, I want a third oven. We host a lot, but isn't that weird? Is that a dumb expense? I'm like, listen, we're talking about hundreds of dollars for years and years and years that would encourage you to engage with friends and family more. Do it. If you need to take it out later, we'll figure that out. That's not that hard. Yeah. Adding lighting, talking hundreds of dollars, can make a room feel so much bigger, cleaner. Flooring, obviously things like countertops, backsplash appliances are a big deal. The areas in the home that seem to have the most lifestyle value per dollar tend to be the kitchen, the primary bedroom, bathroom, and then the living spaces. This is not rocket science. The one that often gets overlooked, and we'll talk more about later in the show, is the outdoor living space. It's often thrown together, untidy, smaller than you wish. A little bit of dollars can lead to a lot of life out there.
Okay, and I keep opening my back door and looking out, and I'm like, Todd, I'm so overwhelmed.
Walk away.
Like, I need to pressure wash everything. I need fresh plants. Like, everything is dead. My grill is broken.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever cleaned out your garage?
Yes.
It's absolutely miserable. How did you feel after it was done?
Incredible.
Do you know how you would feel after a simple few hundred dollar max, 1 or 2 days backyard makeover?
I know.
And your kids would feel? I know. Like, holy, we are moving on up.
So, in my bonnet.
Yeah, you just need your yard person or landscaping person to do a good, thorough mow, fertilize, weed preventer, and planting. Mm-hmm. And then our team has a pressure washer that we offer all of our past clients to use for free.
Yes.
You can use it. Don't cut your toe off with it. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, dear. Did that happen?
It can happen with a pressure washer.
Oh, with the water.
Yeah,
I have zapped my toes before.
It's powerful.
Woo!
Yeah, careful with that one. But I'm telling you, you and I have done videos, a little fire pit, a little pressure washing, not a ton, but some color that draws your eye to the spaces you want them drawn to. Mm-hmm. Everything else, just tidy boundaries, clean, a little bit of trimming, a little bit of mulch. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, we just doubled our living space.
I'm feeling kind of
certainly
motivated.
Between now and July and then September to sometimes January. In Texas, you can enjoy the outside all but about 4 months, right? The brutal top of summer, if you have fans and shade and cool drinks, you can be fine, but that's not the best. And then the worst of winter, where it really is like, I can have a fire, but if I'm not standing in it, it's not enjoyable. But you're talking about 7, 8, or 9 months, depending on the year, that you can relatively comfortably, if not gloriously, enjoy that space. Man, I'm telling you, that's part of your home's value, your lifestyle value, and of course your resale value. But don't neglect that space. Do whatever you want. But if you own it and you have it, and enjoy it. Get after it. Goosehead Insurance will insure it for you. DP Lambert, dp.lambert at goosehead.com has been saving me money for years and years. I told every family member and friend about him. I had a question the other day from a guy that used to be in the insurance business. He's like, who do you like? I was like, I'm telling you, just email this guy, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. That's exactly what I said. And then he called me. No, he texted me. I was like, yep, just saved a bunch of money. Wish I had known him years ago. This guy that used to be in the business. DP's as good as gold, honest guy, caring guy, ethical guy. In reality, you're going to kind of get the same actual insurance from a lot of places, but the depth at which someone is going to shop the right insurance for you, the right price for you, and then do that every single year for you, and you have the same expert that you trust that you can lean on every single year, that's the magic of DP. Mm-hmm. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. That's what we're talking about. What's on your mind? What else you got?
Well, I mean, in light of this whole conversation, like, tell me about the value of, like, knowing my home valuation.
Yeah, I mean, let me be brutally honest. It's the value of not being ignorant. And I don't mean like you are and will always be an ignorant human, but being ignorant of one of the most important numbers in your life. Like, it's like saying, I don't know how much I have in savings. I don't know how risky I'm living right now because I just don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know my property value. Can you survive not knowing? Yes, you can. But you can't intelligently protect what you have and grow and invest in the future of safety, security, wealth building, whatever those things are, and not know equity and debt. Here's the value I have there. Could I borrow against it? If I got in a really bad pinch, what could I get for it? Was this one of the best investments I ever made? Should I go do that again on a rental or a short term or a flip or something like that? You should just be aware. I'm not saying you need to spend money and time to do this. I'm saying we built a free tool that does that automatically for you at a very reliable way, not perfect, but reliable for that monthly check-in. If you go to toddtremonteteam.com, you can do this in under a minute, and then it will update you regularly with no time invested, no money invested. Go to toddtremonteteam.com, click the property valuation button on the homepage. You can also get on the waiting list for the summer fun guide and search houses and do a scorecard for your readiness to buy or sell or all these other things.
But just, so many fun things.
It really is a great website. It's mine. I'm biased. Go to TodTremontiTeam.com, though, and click the button for property valuation. You'll find out what your home would sell for in under a minute. Then you can get updates. You can also track your equity. And at some point, if you want a cash offer for your property, you can do that there. Or you can let us know that you're thinking about selling or buying or whatever. Go to TodTremontiTeam.com. Now, if you're thinking about buying or selling in the next year, we need to have that conversation now. Most people wait way too late to have the conversation, and they miss out on opportunities and they limit their options. But if you start early, you just sleep like a baby at night knowing that you have a game plan and you have answers to your questions and you have an advocate and a guide and a leader on your side. So go to ToddTremontiTeam.com or call or text 214-310-0008. You should just save that in your phone and call us for any real estate needs. 214-310-0008. We still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. And Courtney, if I'm being honest, this is what I mean by that. We're going to sell your house for more than your neighbors sell their house for. And we're going to sell your house faster than your neighbors sold their house. Now, this isn't about being mean to your neighbor. This is about getting you the best results possible. You might say, actually don't want to sell it too fast. Okay, great. Then let's put together a custom plan to sell it at the right time for you. Most people want maximum money, but occasionally someone says, that's not my biggest priority. I need these other things considered. Great. We're going to customize a plan for you. But most people want over the average price and under the average time. And we guarantee it if we choose to work together. Not everybody's a fit for us. We're not a fit for everybody. But let's have that conversation early and find out soon. 214-310-0008. Now, if you're buying in this market, I want you to hurry up. As long as you and your family and your finances are ready, I want you to take advantage of this market right now. It's a sweet spot. We can talk more about it. Give us a call, 214-310-0008. We'll guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying your home. You can go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. You can click the buying tab. You can click any button, fill out any form, call or text any phone number, whatever you're comfortable with. There's no pressure from us. We'll be here when you're ready. But waiting too late will limit your options and paint you into a little bit of a corner. Start early. Let's talk now. 214-310-0008 or online at
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
It really is that simple. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to scare you. It doesn't have to be terribly expensive. This can be an investment and a great return and a lifelong relationship with a world-class real estate professional and team that will lead you and guide you and advocate for you. And we'd love to have you as one of our next reviews. Right now, you could just Google Todd Tremonti and see over 750 five-star reviews of people telling you about their experience with our full-time, fully dedicated specialist in our Fort Worth office, in our Richardson office, serving all of DFW, and the neighborhoods that people most want to live in, as well as homes with big backyards and on land. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Hey, welcome back, party people. Thanks for hanging with us through the break. You are listening to DFW Real Estate Weekly. We do this every week right here, 3 to 4 p.m. on WBAP. Don't forget the podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can also catch the video on the YouTubes, all the YouTubes. Just look for my name, Todd Tremonti. Whether you're Googling or searching on YouTube, you will find us. You'll find hundreds and hundreds of educational videos about all different areas in DFW, about the buying and selling process, as well as homes on land and homes with big backyards. Let's get into it, folks. If you've got questions, you know the drill. Call or text 214-310-0008 or head over to ToddTremontiTeam.com. At ToddTremontiTeam.com, you can get onto the waiting list for a summer fun guide, absolutely free, no charge to you whatsoever, to make your 2024 DFW summer incredible, as well as search homes by all agents and all brokerages all over DFW, as well as get your home value, your property value. You could even get a cash offer if you want. Get your property value in under a minute and track your home equity and your home value month by month, which we believe responsible homeowners do. If you have a question or a comment you'd like to discuss, 214-310-0008 or online at ToddTremontiTeam.com.
And that's the same number that you can text if you also want to get on the wait list for the Summer Fun Guide. You can do it through the website or just by shooting us a text. Just text Summer Fun Guide to 214-310-0008, 214-310-888-0008.
There it is.
Nailed it.
Love it.
That's how you can do it. It's going to be worth it.
What
this
do we
first
got?
Segment is, as always, brought to you by Patrick Gleros and his team at Cardinal Financial. Whether you're looking to get a mortgage, refinance, looking for a second, third, 19th property, I don't know, whatever you want to do, do it. Reach out to Patrick. Go to patrickgleros.com. You can start an application right there on his website, patrickgleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, 972-728-3420, NMLS number 308804. You know what I want to talk about?
I don't.
Grilling.
Oh, let's do it.
The before we do that, life.
Before we do that really quickly, Courtney's got to grab the mic, because during the break we were having a quick chat, and I don't know if you caught it, Courtney, but Ian's suggestion to our listening audience just then was, whatever you want to do, do it. Right? So unpacking that sociologically and emotionally, go right ahead. Just kidding. We were talking during the break about feelings and emotions and the reliability. Oh my gosh.
I think they are the wind in my sails.
If you could crawl inside a bubble that was only filled with your own feelings and just breathe and drink them in all day, would you do that?
Well, it's terribly exhausting. But I will say that I am finding that I am desperate to know how people are feeling.
Yes. And is part of that you desperately want people to understand how you're feeling?
Yeah, I just want to connect.
Listen, I was a psychology major twice in college. Still don't have that degree, but
we
took two
swings
at it. I find
real estate hard because we are not navigating feelings at all.
Ooh, that is a topic, right? Let's write that down. We could do a show on how often we actually do have to navigate feelings with our clients.
Totally. But and you won't let me be an agent.
But since you're not, to be clear, let the record show, I am not and cannot actually not allow you to be an agent. I can continue to encourage you to point your gifts
the advice
towards the greatest outcomes in life. Hey, back to you, Ian. That's my fault that I took us down that little detour right there. Listen, I just wanted your voice to be heard, full price Courtney. All right, Ian, what are we talking about now? You wanted to talk about grilling, and I love talking about grilling. As a matter of fact, you know, I've never smoked sausage before. I've grilled it 1,000 times. I've never truly smoked it. And for Easter, I smoked three different kinds of sausage. Jalapeno cheddar was the crowd favorite. And drumsticks, little barbecue drumsticks.
Nice.
It was great. So
what's your favorite type of grill that you have?
Although
you don't have, but maybe you would.
Listen, I could be bought in this situation. If anybody wants to sponsor the show and participate, I can be bought. Not in many areas. I don't know that there's really any other area where I could be bought. But I'll be honest, I have a big green egg, and I have a Traeger, and then I have a pretty entry-level pizza oven called a Bighorn pellet-fed pizza oven. I love every single one of them. As a matter of fact, I don't think there is any one perfect grill. Now, there are certain things that, like, I don't know that you could make a better smoked turkey than on a big green egg, and here come all the Traeger people coming for me right now, or the Green Mountain people or whatever. But I have the small Traeger because I like to take that one camping. It's not, like, super lightweight, but it's easy enough to throw in the truck, take out to a park or campground or whatever. I like doing like evenings after work stuff there because you can just plug it in and flip it on. Although mine broke and I have to fix a part for it. And then the green egg I use for when I have a lot of time to slowly nurture the coals in the fire and do a turkey or a pork butt or something. It takes a little bit longer. I will tell you the one that's getting a ton of use this last couple of years is that little pizza oven. It's got a little carrying case. We take it camping. We take it to friends' houses. We've done some birthday parties. Everybody does their own pizzas. That's a blast. How about that? How about that for a rundown on grilling?
It's great.
I think everyone should eat outside as often as you can. And if you can cook outside, that's a bonus. If you don't love to cook, no pressure.
We just got the Ninja 8-in-1 outdoor oven that we're using solely as a pizza oven. Like, that's one of the...
You've got a Traeger, right?
We have a Traeger, a big green egg, 2 Blackstones, kettle grill, and the pizza oven.
Listen, let's just take a second. Celebrate your outdoor cooking prowess. I've also got a Blackstone and love that. I've got a little one on the camper and a big one in the backyard. The big one is like a playground.
We have the little one in the garage that we'll pull out front if we want to just do something while we're hanging out front. And then I have the... The big one out back.
One of our family's favorite things is full hibachi on the big Blackstone. That's a crowd pleaser. That is so much fun. And
hey,
breakfast.
It's fun. Enjoy the outside, guys.
Yeah, if I could encourage our listeners and our clients from a real estate perspective is to really consider what we would call a zone one, an outdoor space that's really close to the house as part of the house. You know, it's another living space. It's an entertaining area. It's a family connection area. You know, there's a lot of people. We do some stuff on Instagram where, you know, every so often we get on there and just say, hey, don't waste your backyard. Here's some things you could be doing out there. And obviously grilling, cooking, eating.
It doesn't even matter how big your yard is, right? I mean, no. You're on a couple of acres. We're not. And it's like, just use the outside.
You could be in an apartment for most of what we're talking about. Some apartments outlaw certain types of grills, but there's something you could be doing just to enjoy the outdoors, change your location, have different level of experience and connection with friends or family, or just, you know, personally. So we are big, big, big fans of outdoor spaces, especially outdoor cooking and eating spaces. And it can usually be done relatively affordably. Some of these grills we're talking about are pretty significant purchases. Some of them can be bought used, but some of them are very affordable and can get a tremendous amount of use and actually are a lot easier than cooking in the kitchen and making a mess in there. So anyway, love grilling, love smoking, you know, food and meat for our family and being outside with friends. So absolutely would encourage you to do that. And I think this is one of the best times of the year to do it.
I'm glad you didn't stop with just I love smoking.
Yep. Oh, Courtney good. Gave me the signal. Nope, don't stop there. It's also true. I do not enjoy really almost any other kind of smoking.
All right. I want to get into an article that was reading about squatting.
Ooh, yeah.
And how it seems to, the article's title is Squatting Has Gone Viral and Some Are Taking Matters Into Their Own Hands. But it's talking about during the pandemic, a lot of people, renters, lost their incomes and some states made law harder for landlords to evict them. And so there's people that are starting to take things into their own hands in terms of getting people out of the property. So is this something that people should be concerned with here in Texas? Is this something that folks that own rental properties need to be thinking about, worried about? What are your thoughts?
I'm remembering a movie quote, we don't take too kindly to your kind. But yeah, Texas is a... not favorable to squatters. I've got a headline for you from Governor Abbott this week. Greg Abbott has deadly warning for Texas squatters. So most of the articles most of the warnings you see about squatters or somebody like taking someone's property by adverse possession or something are not in the great state of Texas. But you'll hear about it from time to time on like a rural property where someone has kind of set up camp back in the woods of someone's property and they've been there for years and years and years, and due to some weird loophole statute in squatters' rights, they now legally own that half acre spot because they've been there so long uninterrupted without any petition from the actual property owner. There are some very obscure reasons that these rights were established when there was less clear documentation of ownership, and people would say, no, I've been living here forever. My grandmother allowed me to live here, and now, you know, Uncle Ricky owns it, and he's like, get the heck out, you know. So there were some reasons for that kind of thing. But I'll tell you this, in the state of Texas, somebody finds you living in their property, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt with what they do next.
I just like these moments in New York and things like that where the squatter ends up being able to sue the actual owner.
It's like when a burglar trips in your house and sues you for their injuries.
Like, how did we get here?
Yeah, well, I could answer that. Entitlement, absolute obsession with self, victim mentality. We could keep going.
And so then do they get an opportunity to like legally take it over?
From a true squatter's rights situation, yes, there are certain... random scenarios like I was presenting where for an uninterrupted different periods of time in different places for different properties.
Different states have different laws.
Different states have different laws, and it's often very different for like rural land versus like your actual living room, you know, your house.
Yeah.
But the answer is there are, and it's so different so many places that I'll just generalize, but yes, they're called squatters' rights. There are literally rights that if you have lived in a place uninterrupted for certain periods of time, you may all of a sudden have rights, and I mean rights of possession, like it now belongs to you. It's not directly, but think about like a common law marriage.
Right.
We've been acting a certain way for long enough that legally we're going to treat it a certain way. That's kind of what it is. This has been your home and nobody's stopped you. So it's almost like
so that's they gave kind it to of you. Like accountability on your part to check on your stuff.
Literally. So this is most important when it's like I have, you know, 800 acres in South Dakota as a long-term investment. I never go see it. Oh, yeah. Shoot. Someone's been living there for 5 years and they now own. Now, they don't own all your land. Sure. They own the part where they live. And that is even that is still very rare. But those are the stories that get tons of attention because people are like, what? This is so messed up. And it absolutely is. By the way, don't be the kind of person that tries to take possession of land by squatting. Not a
that
great
life. That
sort
of feels exhausting.
But during COVID, there were stories about this happening like in New York and California where you're like, I mean, it feels like the government is favoring the thief.
I'm going to put in the show notes the link to some of these stories. They like, are entertaining.
You're trespassing, absolutely trespassing, until all of a sudden you became a squatter and now have rights. What in the world? But yes, that's it works differently in different places. But yes, this is a thing. And in some states, it feels almost encouraged. Here in Texas, absolutely not.
The tweet that Greg Abbott put out said, in Texas, anyone squatting in your home is breaking the law. They are criminals violating Texas laws like criminal trespass and criminal mischief. Also, the Texas Castle Doctrine empowers Texans to use force to defend themselves and their property, which was quickly followed by another message that came out saying, you cannot use deadly force to do that. That was the next necessary thing.
I'm not endorsing this next comment, but the comment that will follow that one is if the trespasser is dead, he doesn't get to tell his story. So I'm just, all I'm saying is this is Texas. Woo. People will defend their property. Apparently not so much in other states. I'm not certainly not encouraging anyone making anyone else dead. But the point is, Greg Abbott is sending a very clear message by referencing the penal code related to right to bear arms and right to possess them openly. And in the article, he references penal code, you know, what people call 30-5. But the point is that, yes, Texas does not encourage anyone to try to take anyone else's property in any way, especially by squatting. So there you have it.
Let me take a second to tell you about Republic Title. They are one of the leaders in the title industry. They're certainly our go-to folks that take care of our clients, and they just do a phenomenal job. Angela, Christina, all the folks over there just are wonderful. We use the Richardson office more than any other office. RepublicTitle.com is where you can go, and you can find all the different services that they offer. If you want to give them a call, you can, 972-423-8777. Or as always, just go to todtremontyteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you will find all of our recommended pros and vendors right there. Okay, I've got a word for you, Todd.
Ooh, okay.
Ready? This is a little Stump Todd segment. The words are sunflower seeds.
Ooh, sunflower seeds. The first thought that comes to mind with sunflower seeds are cheesy realtor things. And oftentimes a realtor likes to give you cheesy things to ingratiate themselves with you. So there'll be a basket of Texas things, maybe some bluebonnet seeds, maybe some sunflower seeds, maybe some pecans. Nothing wrong with that. But it, now more than ever, it is very important to me that our friends, our family members, our neighbors are choosing their real estate professionals based on expertise, based on a proven track record, based on experience, based on trust, and not based on cheesy gifting. Now, look, enjoy your sunflower seeds, plant them. I have a garden and an orchard. I'm a big fan of them. And there are some giant sunflowers that are actually really fun to grow that will absolutely grow 10 or 12 feet tall. And the head of that flower is almost a foot across. So that's super fun. But the thought that comes to mind, the advice that I could give you that might make your life better is please don't choose a professional, especially a real estate agent, based on the sunflower seeds or the gift that somebody gives you. Now, as a baseball coach, I got a few too many sunflower seeds on the floor of the dugout and the backseat of my truck. But that's life as a dad.
Well, that's really the sunflower seeds we're talking about, the ones that you would want to eat.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just gave you...
What's your go-to seed flavor?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I know.
You got to go brand and flavor. Is it Daisy? What's the white and blue? I don't even know.
It is. I think it is Daisy, but
I like barbecue. Original is classic. They're as good as.
Oh, you've comes. You got Instagram.
I've gotten Instagrammed influenced by the smacking.
Yeah, let me try.
Yeah.
I like barbecue.
Okay, those are the cinnamon churros.
I like barbecue. I'm not upset with you if you like ranch. I don't do ranch, but my son likes the Taco Bell ones, and I'm like, dude,
Oh gosh.
What's the flavor there?
Smacking. Cinnamon churro.
Cinnamon churro would taste good on anything.
I've been thinking about buying them because I keep seeing the ads coming up. Listen,
I think it's a solid sunflower seed, and you know what they really sold me on? Is that it doesn't like chafe your tongue.
Okay, reach out. Sponsorship opportunity.
I'm going to send them this clip.
Why wouldn't you?
They're entrepreneurs.
Listen, we need to talk. I need to try them.
We'll put them in our real estate baskets.
Also, sidebar, I think you could probably put cinnamon churro like on a rusted washer and it would taste pretty good. But all right, I like it.
They're great.
I like it.
You're going to have to keep going for a second.
Well, I think it's time.
Go ahead. I was going to talk about. GoodGarageFloors.com.
Do it.
Dude, we are loving our pickleball court. GoodGarageFloors.com came out. They did our garage floor. That's where we started. They're incredible people. Chris is like a mad scientist of chemical compounds and coatings and all that stuff. And while he was out there, we walked the property. And I was like, hey, could you help patch the cracks in our basketball court? Because it's getting bad. It's kind of unsafe. And I don't want it to get worse. Well, that turned into him presenting how they could seal it. Do it any color we want. That turned into it wouldn't be that difficult to put in some lines on what was really just a pad for the kids to play on. Now it's a very cool looking pickleball court, basketball court, sport court, play area. Looks incredible. Got it all done in 2 days. The garage floor is incredible. And it really is a clean, fresh, good look. There's a lot of functional benefits. But if you're interested in having your garage floors done for work-related items or cleanliness or just a great look, or any other concrete or flooring coatings, I want you to go to goodgaragefloors.com. Tell them Todd Tremonti and the whole team sent you. That's what I did. I have been absolutely thrilled, and you will be too. Goodgaragefloors.com.
Let's see what Courtney knows about real estate, shall we?
Courtney learns real estate. That's what this segment is called, and it can be scary.
All right, Court, here we go. Okay. What is the term for a building or complex with residential units that are individually owned?
Okay.
What is the term for the building?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like condos. It's condos!
Condominium.
A condominium!
It would have been great if you had also said, what is condos short for?
Well, that would have been a good follow-up.
Now, there is a decent argument for townhomes in Texas. Oftentimes, there's a scenario, though, where they are the exact same structure. The only difference is how they're regulated. But I'm really glad that's where you went and Ian was gracious enough to not get you on a technicality.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm a gracious person. Today.
Moving on.
Okay. Right.
Wait, so I was under the impression that a townhome was like a connected.
We're not going to have that whole conversation. Okay. You're not wrong. The whole world is under a pretty obvious impression of which is which, but there are certain scenarios where they are almost.
Why do we care?
You would only care if you were buying it based on the fees and what you have control over and what something else has control over or what you're liable for as far as maintenance and repairs.
Okay. Beautiful.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
Listen, let's do some recruiting. I mean, we're hiring.
I would love to. Let me say this very clearly. When I say we're recruiting, nobody cares. When I say have an incredible opportunity for 2 to 4 people, either in our Fort Worth office or our Dallas office, 1 or 2 people each place, we have room for them. We have opportunities. We have leads. We have coaching. We have training. We have incredible people ready to invest in you and mentor you and guide you and lead you. We are not the kind of brokerage that's constantly adding agents all the time. We are very, very selective. As a matter of fact, we have 1 new team member this year. We had 2 last year. Our goal right now is to add 2 to 4 new people that can serve our community, serve people in our community, buyers and sellers and investors, with your God-given gifts and abilities to be full-time, fully committed to deliver world-class value. Not good enough. Not do what you can on the side, full-time, fully committed to delivering world-class value, to being exceptional, to building a business within our business to help people buy and sell homes for themselves, their families, their investments, their wealth building, and things like that. If that sounds really attractive to you and you want daily connection and investment and mentorship, then you can go to our website, toddtremonteteam.com. You can click the careers page or the team page. You'll find us. We're not terribly difficult to find. You could also just call or text us right now, 214-310-0008. And you can join us as we guarantee to sell homes over the average price and under the average time. We also guarantee to help home buyers save at least $5,000 throughout their purchase process. We also guarantee to add value and improve the lives of our friends, our family members, our past clients, our current clients, even when they're not buying and selling. And that's one of the greatest complaints about the real estate business, is that once a deal is done, quote, end quote, that agents disappear. We have somewhat of a family here. We call it our raving fan club. It's our past clients, our friends, our vendor partners, people that we've helped, whether they bought or sold or not. And for years and years and years, they come to our parties. We stay connected. We help them protest taxes, enjoy their homes, update, remodel, find vendors, and on and on and on. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of guaranteeing those results, go to toddtremonteteam.com, click the careers tab, or just call or text 214-310-0008. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home right now or anytime in the next 12 months, let's start that conversation now. You cannot start that conversation too early. Sadly, most people start that conversation way too late. And because of that, they miss out on opportunities. They limit their options, and really for no good reason other than they just didn't want to start the conversation early. So start thinking about buying or selling now, even if you're maybe a year or more out. Go to toddtremonteteam.com or call or text 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008.